Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now, next week is Halloween, a time for kids and adults to enjoy putting on costumes, decorating pumpkins, and of course, going to parties and getting candy. We found this article from Safe Smart Living with 58 tips to help you, your loved ones, and even your pets be safe during the holiday. Now, all of my kids, unfortunately, are grown up, so no more trick-or-treating for us. That ended a couple years ago. But it's always nice to see the kids downtown Zeeland, right by our office, between 3 and 5 on Halloween. They're going to be doing a downtown trick-or-treat. And then from 5 to 8, I believe, is the city, you know, where you can go around to the different neighborhoods in the city to go trick-or-treating. It's always nice to see the little kids in their costumes. I mean, I still enjoy it. I'm a people watcher. I enjoy, you know, watching people, going to the mall and just sitting there with a cup of coffee or a soft drink. Just watching people is a favorite pastime of mine. And this time of year with Halloween, you know, just it's a little bit more joyful because you get to see all these amazing costumes that these adults have put together for their kids or have, you know, purchased. You know, you see cute little ghosts and goblins and, you know, I'm sure this year is going to be Barbie and maybe Jurassic Park and stuff like that. So I'm looking forward to doing that come next Tuesday. But we found this article from Safe Smart Living. Go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to the blog. If you happen to be listening later on, in the upper right of that blog, just type in Halloween Safety Tips 2023, and it'll bring you to the post associated with this podcast. I'm only going to share a few tips because, again, I want you to read the full article from Safe Smart Living. First one is try pumpkin decorating. I looked it up. Nearly half of all Halloween injuries involve pumpkin carving. It was like 44% of hospital visits have to do with pumpkin carving. And then it was like 25% were related to putting up and taking down decorations, tripping over costumes. And then 27% had to do with getting hurt by a costume, tripping on, you know, sidewalk or, you know, tripping hazards because of a costume, and also food-related injuries like, you know, allergies and whatnot was like 4%, I think. So, yeah, it was an interesting thing to look up. But, yeah, nearly half of all Halloween-related injuries involved from 44% for the month of October. Hospital visits were related to pumpkin carving. So this year, instead of taking a knife to your jack-o'-lantern, how about using paint or stickers to decorate them? It's much safer and allows children to be a little bit more creative. I mean, you know, you could do this the old, you know, triangle eyes, triangle mouth, triangle nose, you know, and leave it at that. You know, if you're really, really, really talented, you could go in and actually do the carving, you know, where it's like silhouettes, you know, where you carve into the flesh and pull it out, which I think is fascinating. Takes a long time. I've done it a couple of times, and they've turned out okay. I did a SpongeBob that turned out okay. I think my wife's got a picture of that on her phone or in her cloud that I did for the kids one year. And then I did another one. I can't remember what it was. Took a long time. Took a long time and wasn't anything professional. But you could see it was SpongeBob. How about that? You know, it's one of those where you look at it and you're just like, that's SpongeBob. Which I was proud of. I was actually proud of that somebody would look at it and say, that is SpongeBob SquarePants. Instead of looking at it and say, what is that? So yeah, using paint or stickers, you know, allows them to be more creative, you know, with all the different colors and, you know, you could get eye stickers and nose stickers and mouth stickers, that you could put on there. You know, you can use some, white Elmer's glue and, you know, feathers and, you know, beads and, you know, stuff at the dollar store you could pick up for very cheap to, you know, sequins, you know, all kinds of stuff that you can use to decorate your pumpkin. That's going to be a much safer than taking a knife to it. The next tip I have for you is test that mask. If your costume requires a mask, be sure to try it on and check for visibility and breathability. I mean, you're going to want to see where you're going, and you want to breathe. You don't want to suffocate. You make adjustments as necessary. You know, back in the day, we had the plastic Ben Cooper or Collegeville masks with the little thin rubber band that was held together on each side of the mask with the staple. Inevitably, your side of your head would get cut with that staple. And you'd almost poke your eyes out with trying to see through the eye holes if you could see it at all. So we would have to, you know, modify them. We'd have to take a pair of scissors or, you know, a X-Acto knife and make the eye holes just a little bit bigger, make the nose holes just a little bit bigger, the mouth hole just a little bit bigger, you know, just to be safe and know where you're going. So again, if you get a mask, if you're wearing a mask, you know, check for full visibility. You know, you don't want tunnel vision. You want to be able to see what's in front of you all from all sides, not just straight ahead. So again, make those adjustments as necessary. If you're using face paint, it's recommended that you test it on another part of your body to see if you're allergic to the ingredients, you know, like on your inside of your forearm. You know, put a little dab of makeup on there. To see if face paint to see if you're going to be allergic to it. And then again, when you do apply the face paint, be careful applying it around your eyes and mouth. The next tip I have for you is keep an eye on your kids. Go to houses you know in the neighborhood and do not let children go into homes to accept candy. Now that one, I was thinking back, if you've ever watched Roseanne, season 2, I think it was their first Halloween episode. It got to a point where, you know, every year Roseanne would have a Halloween episode, and I remember the reason they talk about, you know, do not let children go into homes to accept candy. I'm just thinking about the first Halloween episode of Roseanne where they did the Tunnel of Terror, where they invited people to go through their house. You know, from the front door into the living room, into the kitchen, you know, out the back door, into the garage. And, you know, I read this tip today and I'm like, wow, that Roseanne wouldn't fly today for sure. But again, I mean, they were serving chili dogs and stuff and popcorn balls and stuff like that, which you wouldn't, you know, today that would not be accepted or acceptable. Afterwards, you need to inspect all the candy and toss any that are not packaged or properly sealed. And I think of an episode of Freaks and Geeks, if you ever saw that. There was a Halloween episode where the mom made popcorn balls, spent all day like making popcorn balls and cookies, and were giving that out instead of candy. And one of the neighbors who brought her daughter said, they were tossing the popcorn balls and the cookies in their driveway, and ants were getting all over it because, they're teaching kids not to accept, unwrapped food. Make sure you inspect all the candy and toss any that are not packaged or properly sealed. Waiting until you get home and you can inspect it under better lighting is best. Especially nowadays, it's just better to bring it all home. If you're concerned about COVID, you can get an antibacterial wipe and go through and wipe all the packages off and inspect them to make sure that everything's good. Last tip I want to share with you is plan your route beforehand. Have a plan on the houses you're going to take your children to so you aren't having to constantly cross from one side of the street to the other. Cross at crosswalks and, of course, look for vehicles. This is kind of a no-brainer. Back in the day, we used to, we wouldn't hit like one side of the street and then cross at the crosswalk, and then we would zigzag, run from one house right across the street to the next house, and then we'd do a zigzag all the way up the street. Nowadays, that's not a good idea, for sure. So have your route planned. Say, okay, we're gonna do this side of the street. When we get to the end of the street, we're gonna cross the crosswalk, and then we're gonna zip down the other side of the street and move on. A lot of places are doing trunk or treats. A lot of churches do that. A lot of schools do that. Condo associations are starting to get on board with that, where they have a parking lot and everybody has their trunks open and are giving out treats. I think that's a great idea. Allows kids to hit several places at once in the safety of a parking lot, where you don't have to worry about cars or anything else. And sometimes they have like a little carnival going on, which is cool, where you can, win prizes, and they've got more things going on. So definitely check that out in your area if your churches and schools and condo associations and whatnot do those kinds of trunk or treat festivities. So be sure to check that out. Again, I want you to read the full article from Safe Smart Living for more tips to help you stay safe this Halloween. And then if you go to our website, again, that's mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance. If you happen to be listening later on, just in the upper right, type in Halloween Safety Tips 2023. I've got a link to a vintage Halloween safety PSA from like 1985. And I kind of remember this when I was in elementary school. I remember that the teacher would bring this in on the 16mm film projector. We would watch it about once a year when we had our Halloween party in the afternoon. It's like the morning we would do our work, and then at lunch we would eat lunch and then be able to change into our costumes, and then we had a party in the afternoon. Until we got out of school at 3 o'clock, where we'd have, punch and cookies and, little things like that. And there would be a Halloween parade, where the whole school would, march around the block, showing off our costumes. I remember that. And one of the highlights was watching a, Halloween safety PSA. And I believe this is the one, that we watched. So, again, go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance. If you're listening later on, just type in Halloween Safety Tips 2023 in the upper right, and it'll bring you to this blog post with the link to the article from Safe Smart Living, and also a link to the Halloween Safety PSA that I was able to find on YouTube. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is mvpinsure.us. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. Again, my name is Matt, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Hope you have a safe week, and I really hope that you have a good time trick-or-treating with your little ghosts and goblins. Until next time, take care.